this age of self-promotion, where men demand their rights, where the church exalts man's dignity, and pride is the guiding light. A contrite spirit, a subdued will, a rare thing's hard to find. But God looks to those who tremble and have a broken heart and mind. Preachers of deceit have capitalized on man's natural pride. Their theology is flesh-pleasing, and God's honor is set aside. But the Lord God looks to those who are poor and contrite in heart. And only brokenness can build his kingdom, a brokenness that sets us apart. No man can know the grace of God until his heart is broken and torn, until he sees the Lord in all his holiness, and himself in all his sin and scorn. Like Job, who saw himself in dust and ashes and saw God's majesty and might, the broken heart will always vindicate God and walk in his truth and light. So come to the cross and be broken. May the crucified Christ be revealed. May your heart be shattered by his love, and his grace to you be sealed. Oh Lord, evermore break our hearts before you, and make us humble and true. May we honor you and vindicate your name in all we say and do.